This is the Kernel Dev Room. Just a reminder from time to time. Ready for our next talk. Renzo and Luca are going to talk about libvpoll, create synthetic events for poll, select, and friends.
Hello world, I'm Luca Bassi, I'm a student from University of Bologna, and today with Professor Renzo Davoli from University of Bologna we'll present the libvpoll library. Many programs use the poll and select system calls to wait for events triggered by file descriptor events. So you can write a library to be like a network stack or device, and you can implement your drop-in replacement function of a system call and use some dynamic library magic to rename, divert these syscall requests to their virtual implementation. This seems all good, but there is a big caveat that this approach doesn't allow to mix the normal file descriptor of the real file descriptor with the library one to use in the same select and poll and similar system calls. So Professor Davoli developed the libvpoll library. That is a library that permits to define a file descriptor whose I/O events can be generated at user level. This permits to generate synthetic events for the standard Linux poll, select, pipoll, pselect, etc. System calls. And with this library, it's possible to mix the real file descriptor with the ones provided by libraries as a parameter of the poll, select, etc. System calls. The API of libvpoll is very simple. It is three methods. Vpoll create to create a vpoll file descriptor, vpoll CTL to change the set of pending events reported by the vpoll file descriptor, and vpoll close to close the file descriptor. The libvpoll library needs kernel support for a complete implementation of this feature. There is two possible support to libvpoll, a kernel patch extending the event FD system call, and a kernel model that implements a virtual device exponent at dev/vpoll. The library in reality also provides a fallback implementation, but is feature limited, and for full support you need or a patched kernel or the kernel model implementing the virtual devices.
So we had a problem. The problem was to mix real file descriptor and file descriptors, quote file descriptor, created by library implementing stacks, implementing virtual devices. We decided which the nice API for the library, but unfortunately, it is impossible to have this implementation complete without having a kernel support. The first idea was to extend the feature of RFD. In fact, if you try to code a library like that, and you look around the system call, and you step into the manual of RFD, the title said, create a file